gentlemen,
pros and schmoes,
you are listening to
The Come Up.
It's time for another episode of The Come Up. I am Haley Delphin. With me is my husband, Ryan Dove.
Yo.
And we got a show for you today.
We sure do.
Let's catch up with us, though.
Yeah, what's going on with you?
Contest prep is underway. Still don't have E. coli, so that's good.
It's a good start.
I'm feeling pretty good, actually.
Are you about 15 weeks, 15 and a half?
15 point something, yes.
Sweet.
So, yeah. The show is November 10th in Long Beach. And I also, yesterday, I informed Andrea Watson, and she will be there embarrassing me from the crowd. So we have that going for us.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Maybe I have somebody to hang out with now.
Well, my sister's going.
Oh, yeah, Caitlin's going.
Can't trust you guys, though. You'll end up at the nearest buffet.
That will probably happen.
Fatties.
Actually, it will happen.
Yeah.
Yep.
So last episode, we talked about how I got dreadlocks, and it's actually funny because today I'm taking out said dreadlocks because I need to dye my hair blonde.
Your hair's been growing fast as fuck.
Super fucking fast.
But I like your dreadlocks.
I like them too, but like when they're 2 inches grown out, that's not a good look for anybody, especially me. So yeah, that's what's going on with me. What about you, Rye Dog?
Still rehabbing this knee a little bit for the fight. As of today, recording this, what's today, the 25th?
Yeah.
I am 29 days out from my fight. Just been working a lot of striking with my guy Sean West. But yeah, starting to diet a little bit, getting into fighting shape. But no, ready to go in there and...
I think I'm dieting enough for the both of us.
Yeah, ready to get in there and... drop this 6'5", 265 pounder.
That's fucking right.
Yep. Timber.
Yeah. So who do we have on today?
We have a jacked and tan lady in a red dress.
Teresa Ivancic. We have a female bodybuilder. She just won the Norfolk Pro a couple weeks ago. Freaking awesome lady. Getting ready for the Rising Phoenix now. And you're really going to enjoy the interview because we both did.
Yep. Super cool chick.
Yeah.
I like her.
So this show brought to you by TrueNutrition.com. Make sure you use code ADVICES at checkout.
Also brought to you by Downrange Supplements. Go to DownrangeSupps.com.
And don't forget Forged Nutrition. Use code DELF at checkout.
And our training businesses, Sovereign Aesthetics.
And Trained by HD. Motherfucker.
Yup.
Welcome back to another episode of The Come Up. I am Haley, and with me is Ryan. And on the phone today, we have female bodybuilder Teresa Ivancic. Teresa, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
So good. Thank you for coming on the show today.
Thank you for asking me. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, for sure. Well, we couldn't not ask you after kicking ass in Norfolk a couple weeks ago.
Thank you.
Yeah.
But, that was awesome.
Yes, but before we get to that, like probably... one of the coolest weekends of your life, I want to, you know, give some background to our listeners. So, Teresa, okay. Where are you from? How'd you get into bodybuilding? What's your life story, basically?
I am from Pittsburgh, PA, and I've been born and raised here. And I've been doing bodybuilding probably since back in 2006, 2007. I had an eating disorder, which a lot of people do already know. I had bulimia for 7 years. But I didn't know the correct way to go about, you know, doing this fitness thing. And mm-hmm. back then it was Victoria's Secret models, mm-hmm. you know, it was fitness models. It was all that stuff. So you were just trying to portray that kind of style and that look. So looking through Oxygen magazines back then, I wanted to look like this specific person. So I actually went to, I worked at a gym and I went to a different gym because that's where I was told to go. And it ended up being my fiance's gym back then, and he had told me I needed to eat, but he didn't know my whole story on, you know, my bulimia. So mm-hmm. I left, and we didn't speak for 7 years. So
wow.
Yeah. So then I ended up waiting on him at a local restaurant, and this was back probably like 2007, and I was like, you know, I really want to do this, you know. So then we ended up getting together, and then we kind of like just it just took off from there. And then, you know, basically I've just been training, did figure, you know, moved into women's bodybuilding in 2010. Mm-hmm. I took my grandfather at 83 at the time on stage with me. He competed as well.
Badass.
Yeah, he had that dream, but nobody to push, you know, and we made sure that he was on there with running shorts, not Speedos, because he did not want to go up there in Speedos. And they made him a special plaque, like that changed his life.
How
you
cool.
know, and he's been kind of like a mentor of mine through this whole thing. He passed away at 91 about a year ago. Mm-hmm. So we're kind of just we pushed this to do this for them, mm-hmm. him and Jeff's father. We lost both like a weekend apart.
Wow.
But that's pretty much, I mean, I've been in fitness pretty much all my life.
Yeah. So growing up, were you an athlete?
I was on the dance team.
Okay.
Like, for Sequinettes. But we, like, as kids, we were playing around, and you know how it was back then. It was either trampoline or building yeah. forts or making up dances or yeah. swimming. I mean, we were constantly active. But mm-hmm. In terms of, like, actual sports, I was just, I danced.
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm. So do you think, I mean, I'm a former competitive cheerleader, and I can see where cool. like that definitely pushed me into having some definite like tendencies with eating. Do you think that dance kind of did that with you a little bit?
In a way it kind of did, because like, it was just like, you got to fit into these different outfits. You mm-hmm. have to, you know, look a certain way. And then the other girls, you know, look a certain way. So, and I was one of the, I guess back then it was just like, I was bigger boned, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? And I didn't fit that same profile as these other girls. So I was trying to figure a way on how to fit in, not realizing what the weightlifting side of things were, because mm-hmm. I was not introduced to that yet.
Right.
You know, but in terms of like, we hated it back then, and now we're like, oh, hell yeah. Like,
yeah.
I like this. Like, I need to use this to my advantage.
Yeah. There was no like body acceptance. It was like, well, yeah, you look like a Victoria's Secret model, or you're, you know, you're pushed to the side.
Yep, pretty much. And it yeah. was modeling back then was hard, because it was just like, there was no social media. There was like, you were sending in, you know, I was sending, you know, letters to Flex Magazine and Oxygen and pictures that I would take for photo shoots, because mm-hmm. it wasn't like it is today. Like right. it was hard.
Yeah, I know. It's so accessible now. It's crazy. The back to like the weightlifting thing is nuts mm-hmm. too. It was always like for the boys,
yeah.
you know, and like, well, you're going to get bulky. And it's crazy that that's still a thing today. Cause you just average people don't get bulky, but even like,
I wish I yeah. could get bulky really.
I know.
Easy.
Even like, you know, 10, 20 years ago, it was like, oh, well, like the football players, they definitely need to lift. But if you're just a female athlete, like you don't need to lift. It's not required, mm-hmm. which like
yep.
it's going to cause injury, let alone not let you look your best.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway,
I agree.
Yeah, that's a topic for another conversation. But okay, so that's freaking wild that you took a, you know, a basically 7-year hiatus from your fiance.
I ran.
So, yeah, it was like eat, and you were like, no,
I'm trying to stay skinny.
But then the food,
I know, right?
The food always brings you back. It does.
Yeah, I mean, it was just like learning, like what. Like, because there's a lot of people out there that don't understand that food is fuel.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a lot of people that look at, like, you can look at food as survival
right.
or food as comfort, you know, and the people that, like, look to strive off of eating, like, just the ho-hos, the Twinkies, you know, the wings and all that stuff on a daily basis, that's not even healthy. And mm-hmm. we always tell people, you know, you can't drive a car on an empty tank. And your body is no different.
Absolutely.
You know, so if you want to put shit fuel in there, you're going to feel like crap.
Yeah.
So whenever you put that healthier food in there, you feel like $1 million.
Absolutely. I was just talking to another trainer this morning. A couple of her clients are really struggling with that. She's giving them a macro count to hit. And they're like, well, I'm under my macros every day. And she's like, no, you have to mm-hmm. hit that. And I was like, just tell them, you know, does your car run faster when you put
yep.
less fuel in it? And she was
yep.
like, oh.
Yep. And you need those case scenarios.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
And the thing with that, you might be under your macros, but your only carb source is ho-hos.
Yeah.
You know, like,
yeah.
You're
yeah.
having
yes.
two
yeah.
ho-hos
sugar.
A day.
Basic
yeah.
sugar.
Yes. So is Your fiance's name is Jeff, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Does he coach you, or do you have a coach?
I have a coach, like right now. And I actually, the guy that I'm with actually got me my pro card.
Okay.
And then we kind of took a couple years off, and I ended up working with somebody else. And then I ended up contacting him back, and we decided, you know what, we made an awesome team. We need to get back together. And he's more local for me. So okay. He's like about an hour away in Ohio, where I'm in Pittsburgh. But we just click. Like, you just know, and that's just, it's staying that way, you know?
That's awesome. So where'd you turn pro at?
Miami Nationals.
Okay.
But it took me 10 years to get it.
Holy shit.
And I lost by a point pretty much every show that I did. I was doing 2 to 3 national shows a year for 10 years.
Wow.
And yeah.
So you
and
mean,
it was always.
You mean you didn't get really upset and angry after your second year competing and say, this is fucking bullshit. The judges are out to get me.
You do think that. Right. But I mean, I had that goal. And I was not letting that go. Like, I had 3 main dreams. And we speak at the local college on breaking the norms and stuff like that, too. And all I wanted to do was be a trainer, own my own gym, and become an IFBB pro. And I achieved every single one of them.
Hell yeah.
And it's now, it's like, you know, what do you do? So then it's like, then, you know, Rising Phoenix came up, you know, and then it's like, oh, shit, I did that now. So now what do? Like, top 5 and then try to win that, you know? And it just keeps, there's never an ending barrier, you know, to anything that you try to do.
That's awesome. That's so awesome to hear, because, you know, you've been doing this for 10 plus years, and some people are like, motherfucker, I didn't win USA's. I'm over it.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, there's a lot of people that I get agitated with that do one show and go pro.
Yeah.
You know, and it, yes, sometimes it might be luck of the draw that whoever stepped on stage that day, but it's still like, and then like they get this high hiatus and write all this stuff on their social media, and then they automatically become a coach the next day.
Right.
And you're like, what the shit? Like, yeah. I paid my dues. I know more than you do. Yeah. And they just act like their shit don't stink.
Yeah. One thing's for sure, too, if you can go and turn pro in one show, you're just a freak. Like, that's right. Not coaching.
Exactly.
Right.
Yep.
You know how to build others up or, you know, lose body fat. Yep. I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. Well, that's
genetics.
Really cool.
I mean, you just have good genetics.
Absolutely. Okay, so let's talk about your big win at the Linda Murray Pro. Tell us all about that.
Going into that show, like, for some reason this year, I was extremely confident. I knew there was going to be a big lineup. There was 12 of us. But I had done that as my pro debut. I knew how the show was semi-ran, and I really like it. It's very, very organized. And we'd flown over early, you know, and I ended up getting extra sleep than what I normally would do. And we did a lot of tweaking into the hotel room, like, as we were going into that show. But it was like, I didn't practice posing. I made my routine up in between pre-judge in the night show. I was just so laid back.
Awesome.
Like, and I hit the poses better than I ever have, because I think a lot of people over practice.
Yeah.
And it's like, if at this point in the time of the game, if you don't know your body and you don't know how to pose, like, you got problems.
Yes.
So I mean, I just feel like, you know, like, you should be able to do it like second nature. You know how you cheer. You know, you go out there, you just do your thing. And that's just basically what I did. I was just so relaxed this time going in. And then, you know, I did not know if I was going to win or not. There is an even number. They do that a lot. So, you know, your time between pre-judge and the night show, you're nervous because you don't know which way it's going to go.
Yep.
And it just, and then to win, I started crying, because it's like, I won a pro show.
Yeah.
And that was the first pro show that I actually won.
Yeah.
So the emotions were very, very strong there.
Yeah. So deserving too. You looked freaking awesome.
Thank you.
Just beautiful all around.
That's what the main thing that we had tried, and even the interviews that I did with Maximum Muscle Report, it was all about the balance, the symmetry, and the femininity. To bring it all in as one and bring in a conditioned package. I might have been a little bit smaller than what I am, like, usually, but the goal for Rising Phoenix is come in a little bit bigger and fuller. But it we did what we needed to do to seal that deal to get to the Rising Phoenix this year.
Absolutely. So talking about femininity, that seems to be coming up a lot in, you know, podcasts. Everybody's talking about it. And everybody says, well, it's drugs that take away from femininity. You know, and that's definitely part of it. But how do you make sure that you keep yours? And what's your best advice to help, you know, all competitors maintain that balance?
I mean, I firmly believe just do the backgrounds on your coaches, mm-hmm. because there's a lot of them that don't understand that you are a female, mm-hmm. and they will make you take stuff that normally you shouldn't take. Mm-hmm. But there also is you as well, where you can say no.
Right.
Do your research yourself. Do a look on the side effects. You know, and if you feel that you are, you know, changing in a way that you don't like, then you need to speak up or change coaches or, you know, do what you need to do. Mm-hmm. But I mean, that would be probably my best advice is like, you know, it's your body. They're not putting it in there. You know, you are. So you make the decision of what you want to take and what you don't want to take.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think research is a big point right there. Mm-hmm. We've literally had people, women come to us before switching coaches and we're like, okay, so what's your supplementation history look like? And they're like, oh, you know, I'm 100% natural, blah, blah, blah. And we're like, so what have you taken? And they're like, well, I've taken this, and I've taken something called Anavar. And we're like, whoa,
yeah.
You're not natty then. That is a steroid.
You know?
And it's just like a little bikini girl who's never even competed before.
Yeah, exactly.
They're not educated. They're a lot of people will do what it takes to win.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'm not one of the things that I have told myself since 2010 when I stepped on that stage and I said that I would never cross that line.
Mm-hmm.
There's a fine line, and the second you cross it, you can't come back.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just not crossing that fine line and staying where you are and seeing what you see in the mirror every day. Because at the end of the day, I want to be able to turn around, put on a dress, you know, represent female bodybuilding as female bodybuilding, you know, and I want to be a good representative for the sport. I want to bring it back to where, you know, it was with Linda Murray and Corey Everson and all those girls, because it was just classy. I mean, I just really like that classy look with the female bodybuilding, not so hard, rough, and just like beefy and manny, you know what I mean? Like, it's totally. just stay like more feminine and relaxed. And just showcase it in more of an artistic way, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Well, you're nailing it.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Thank you.
Well, Teresa, I think you're doing a good job from the red dress pictures you posted.
No, I should.
Smoking.
Ryan and I, after the Norfolk, we were like looking through all the media, you know, and we both were sitting on the couch and the picture you posted in a red dress before you like went out, we both looked at each other and we were like, well, damn.
Yep. Those photo shoot pictures didn't even get to me yet. So I haven't even gotten those yet because I shot in that the next day. But
That's awesome.
Yep, you're doing all right.
Thank you.
So rumor has it that Linda Murray has quite the spread at the show.
Oh, yeah, food-wise.
What's her show like? Everybody says she does it real big.
I actually never even made it over to where she has all the goodies.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I saw people carrying the pizza, you know, and the cookies and all this stuff, but I never even went that way.
Yeah. Well, if you had a photo shoot the next day, totally. I get it. That's the thing. People don't think about that. I'm like, well, if I eat pizza, I'm going to look like shit tomorrow. So.
And I think a lot of the times, like, it's a lot of the amateurs, like, because this was a pro AM. But I mean, at the same time, like I used to do it too. And now it's like as a pro and being on this kind of level, I don't want that stuff.
No.
You know, like it's just like for some reason, like I could care less if someone puts a cupcake in my face after I'm done with the show. I don't want it. It just makes me feel like crap,
totally.
You know, and then you want to portray, you know, that professionalism in the sport and just, you know, don't let the people see you doing it.
Right.
You know, like I'll go out, get a burger, French fries. You know, I'm one of those people that don't eat the bun if I'm going to have the French fries. Like I do just smart, you know, thinking there. I don't want to blow up like a blimp afterwards. Mm-hmm. I'm done with that. Yeah. You know, but a lot of the people still do.
Totally.
You know, but I mean, I just wish that they wouldn't do that and rebound so much because I've had a lot of people that I've dealt with that did have post depression from shows that have body image, you know, problems that can't handle it.
Yep.
You know, I think that's a big, big problem and a big topic where a lot of people are becoming suicidal because they can't handle it.
I totally agree. And it's so, it's hard too, like from the coaching standpoint, you know, you're kind of like throwing the sheep to the wolves, because it's like, okay, this you think that it's hard going into the show, but trust me, after the show is going to be a lot tougher. I'm going to be on you. Yep. And then, you know, they're like, okay, yeah, yeah, sure. And then they get it. You know, then they're like, oh, fuck.
Yeah, it's like if you're not going into another show, you have no goal, you know, in the near in the near future. So you're like, well, fuck it. I'm going to have this cheesecake in my case. This whole cheesecake.
But that's the thing, though. You can do that. And that's the problem. Like, for a whole week straight, if you come in super depleted, you can eat anything and everything that you want for like every hour of the day for two weeks straight.
Yep.
And you won't see nothing. And then by the third week, it plays catch up.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and then you just start to balloon out.
Yeah.
You know, because you're that depleted. So all the calories are just like pumping in. And then you're like, oh, damn, I'm screwed.
And then you're just sluggish. You know? And you feel like shit.
Yep. You're too far away. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Man, bodybuilding. Yep. Bodybuilding is a mental sport, guys.
It is. I think a lot of the people don't realize, like, I think the general public doesn't see what all goes into it. They think a lot of the people slap on a Speedo or, you know, a trunks and a suit, and then they go in there. They don't see the tanning, the hair, the makeup at 3 a.m. in the morning, like what we do to deplete ourselves of the water, you know, what we do afterwards. Mm-hmm. Like, it's still a lot.
Having to sit on a towel to take a piss or a shit when you have your tan on you. All the stuff.
It's just so glamorous.
Yep. Bring your bed sheets.
Yeah. God.
You smell like ass for 2 days when you can't shower.
Yep.
So at the show, is that when you got engaged?
Yeah.
So walk us through that. How'd this happen? Because now we know you've known your fiance for a long time.
We've been together for like 11 years.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, everybody was always like, when are you going to do this? Now, we did reenact the engagement on stage.
Yeah.
It did happen in the hotel room in my friggin' pajamas. It was just one of those things. He was out at dinner and I was in the room and he texts me and he's like, hey, there's this really sexy guy eating dinner by himself. Do you think you want to come down and hang out? So I went down and I sat with him and he was acting like kind of weird. And he was like breaking out in all these hives. And I was like, what is going on? And he's like, oh, do you remember I ate that tuna? And I'm like, I'm allergic to tuna. I'm like, okay, I don't recall, but whatever. So we go up in the room and I like just change my clothes, like take my makeup off, pull the contacts out. I lay down and he looks at me and he's like, what kind of mood are you in? And I was like, I don't know. I'm freaking tired, you know?
Yeah.
So he comes, we had two separate beds and he comes over to my side and just sits down and just like knelt down and started crying. And I was like, is this really freaking happening right now? And then it was like, you know, you woke up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom and you look down, and you're like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah.
It's like you forgot everything that just happened.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's just, and then, you know, we talked to Linda and Gary and, you know, the people that were running it, and they really suggested that we did it on stage. And it was like, from the emotions of winning, it was like, well, we never kissed each other and the ring never left the box, you know?
Yeah.
But it was just, there's just so much going on because you just won. And then like this, that's what the main thing he didn't want to do. It was supposed to be on Saturday. He did not want to do that because he was afraid that I would cry and my makeup would run, and then I'd be pissed because I was doing photos and interviews.
Smart man.
Thinking ahead.
Smart man.
Yes.
Hey, and that, tell him not to feel bad about getting the hives, because when Ryan proposed to me, he was nervous as fuck the whole day.
Yep.
And I was like,
I didn't get hives, but I was nervous.
He was like sweating. I was like, what is going on with this fool? Did you eat too much?
Uh-huh.
And I already knew Haley was going to say yes. Like, we already talked about it, but I was still nervous.
See?
Yep.
Happens to everybody. Yep. It's all right.
It's a life-changing event.
It's very true. And I did it in front of both of our entire families, so fuck me.
Oh, Jesus.
Well, it's funny, too.
God love you.
If you guys have been together for 11 years, what are you going to be like, no, sorry?
Yeah.
Oh, I know. You know? I know. Like, you really think I'm going to say no? Like, we live together. Like...
Yeah, right?
Yeah. That's awesome. Well, that was like a storybook ending to the, to the show, then. That's awesome.
Yeah.
So cool.
Yeah.
Well, and congrats again on both, on the win and on getting engaged.
Thank you. What I appreciate it. Weekend.
But let's talk a little bit more about female bodybuilding and the future of of female bodybuilding. Where do you see this all going now that, you know, Jake and Wings of Strength was really excited to say that they're going to be title sponsors this year for the Olympia, you know, and mm-hmm. I think everybody that's a fan of female bodybuilding is like, oh, hell yeah, that's our foot in mm-hmm. the door. Let's bring it back. What's your take on that?
With what he has done to bring, you know, everything back to the mainstream and then pulling Linda Murray, you know, involved and stuff. And then now that they are like the main sponsors, they've been traveling back and forth. They've seen posts of them coming back to Pittsburgh to talk to JM and Jim and all them. And now that they're, you know, part of that mainstream, I mean, there are rumors that we are supposed to return in 2020.
Oh, man.
I knew it.
A high, high, high possibility. That it can happen. He said there is a lot of work, you know, still to be done. Mm-hmm. But I think that if they stick to, you know, their guns of what they want to showcase as female bodybuilding, mm-hmm. and, you know, we see how this Rising Phoenix, you know, comes in. Because I'll be honest, I was actually honored to be in that Muscle Fitness magazine mm-hmm. with, you know, the Olympia symbol on the same page as my face. Mm-hmm. You know, like, that was just like, you know, wow. And then for them to finally get in and actually sponsor it, I think that there is a very strong future for female bodybuilding if they continue to judge it correctly and they keep going in the direction that they're going now.
Yep.
Absolutely.
You know, I on a couple episodes ago on our show, you know, I mentioned, I'm like, I think female bodybuilding might be making it back to the Olympia, especially now being the main sponsor for the Olympia. Mm-hmm. And I was like, you know, I think the reason that you guys were pushed out before is, like you said earlier, it was getting a little masculinized and just big. Mm-hmm. And now, look at the people who are winning. Like, you just won. Very feminine. Mm-hmm. And with muscle and proportions and symmetry. Mm-hmm. And even, like, Margie. You mm-hmm. know, she's bigger, mm-hmm. but she's still very feminine. Mm-hmm. And yep. Alina Papa, you know, she looks amazing.
Yeah, when we were in Puerto Rico, Jessica Martin,
yeah.
she was not the yeah. biggest, no, she not was the one hardest. The smallest. Mm-hmm.
But were you guys in Puerto Rico?
We were, yeah. I was supposed to compete there, and I ended up getting E. coli earlier this year.
Jesus.
So we still went because we had it all booked, and Ryan competed. But it was fun because we got to wrap up the show.
Yeah, because I was at the booth there.
Oh, okay.
I didn't see you in that's Puerto why I was Rico. Like,
Yeah, because we had shift work. We had different shifts.
Man, I can't imagine.
So you might have been down there like the times that we were, you know, because we had a morning and afternoon. So yes. You were probably there when I wasn't there.
Yeah.
We snagged a pick with Alina and talked to Isabel for a little bit.
Yeah.
That was about it.
Yeah. I love. I mean, the girls, I think, like, which has really changed, you know, with Wings of Strength is too, is we're all now like more of a family. And we all get along, and it's just like we all just are here to have fun. Like, we're all here to do the same thing, but it's not like what it like used to be in terms of like cutthroat. Mm-hmm. It's just like we all just like really enjoy what we do, you know, and we can sit there and just like hang out, you know, train together and stuff like that. It's just a whole different feeling. It really is.
That's so cool.
And there's not many other women in the world who understand or can do what you guys do.
True.
You know, so to be so have that camaraderie. And yeah, you want to beat each other, but, you know, it's still like a sisterhood, mm-hmm. I guess would be a good way to put it.
Yep.
Yeah.
So that's really cool.
Just because you do well doesn't mean you don't want the other person to do their best.
Right.
Oh, no.
And if they're better than you, they're better than you.
Yeah.
It's the day. It's like, is it going to be your day or is it not going to mm-hmm. be your day? Like, are you going to be on or are you going to be off? Mm-hmm. I mean, you can't hate people because they won. Mm-hmm. You know, but you have to look at the overall, you know, package, the scorecards, and say, okay, I didn't win. Like, I need to fix this. I need to fix that, you know. Mm-hmm. But still, that there's still some girls that will hold grudges and won't send a congratulations to anybody. Right. You know, and everybody that has won in this past, you know, year, I've tried to personally go in and send them a private message of congratulations because they deserve it.
Yes. Yep. Absolutely. That's just being respectful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, you know, like when it's your day, then hopefully they're like, hey, Teresa, you know, like, congrats.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So super cool. I think that from the women's physique perspective, if we could hopefully bring female bodybuilding back to the Olympia and into the big portion of the IFBB, that would help us kind of tone it down a little bit. because, you know, it with every division, I mean, you look at bikini, you look at figure, women's physique, and female bodybuilding, it's like the evolution every year just gets bigger and harder. And, you know, if they're rewarding people like you and Alina and Jessica, then hopefully we have to, you know, go back to what women's physique is supposed to be.
Yeah, which would be great for
you. I totally agree.
Yeah, I mean, because there has to be some discrepancy between the divisions. If you can just pull the heels off of a figure girl and she can throw up a front double and look the same, then that's weird.
Yeah.
Yep. I've seen that time and time again over the past couple of years, and it's just like you get frustrated.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then like even as a coach, like I get frustrated because it's like, what am I supposed to do? Like, how am I supposed to bring my girls in? If I go by the protocol that's on some of these websites of what you're looking for, you know, in terms of giving the points or, you know, deducting from, and I bring them in as that website has stated.
Mm-hmm.
But then when we go to these shows, it's total opposite.
Right.
Absolutely. You know, and it's like, okay, well, then I feel like I failed because I'm hard on myself as a coach. Like, I want my people to win, mm-hmm. you know, just as much as they want to win.
Right.
You know, and we were lucky enough this year that we pretty much won every show that we've done with all my people. You know, and I got a Justine Pro and Taylor Pro 2 years ago. And it's just like they're your baby.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, and you want them to do good. So you really want to know how you're supposed to bring these people in.
Exactly.
But the protocol is being different at every show.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's hope that starts going. I think it is going the right direction, but I think that it'll get even better.
Oh yeah,
you know,
I agree.
Yes. So, tell us a little bit about your training. You own your own gym, correct? You
mm-hmm.
Okay. So what's your training like? Like how do you train? What's your philosophy there?
I normally always used to do like one body part a day,
mm-hmm.
and then like on my off season, I would take the weekends off just because I needed a break. You know, mm-hmm. I figured I'm at my place of business. I need like 2 days away.
Yes.
But like now I do like just different splits and I rotate them like every 3 days. And, you know, I'll either do 3 on, 1 off, or I'll just run 6 in a row and take 1 off.
Mm-hmm.
So it just depends on, you know, what body parts I want to bundle. But normally legs always have their own day. And then I have like just upper and lower body together, like chest, tries, shoulders, and then back, buys, and rear delts,
mm-hmm.
you know, or vice versa, and switch. So that's kind of like how I was doing it more or less now.
Mm-hmm.
I think just to kind of bring what I needed to bring for the stage. And then I'll probably go back to like, you know, building, you know, into that off season of one body part a day. Cause I feel that doing that allows time for growth and repair and recovery. Because if I beat it hard that week, I won't be touching it again till next week.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of like how I usually do things.
Mm-hmm. What's been the most difficult to bring up, or what have you worked on the most in your time bodybuilding, do you think?
I have gotten criticized for my legs for so long. they just don't want to grow. But I did get them up. They were balanced.
Mm-hmm.
I had them all equal out this time. They probably would be the hardest, body part that I have. I just have to find out what is actually going to work. Is it going to be, you know, not hitting them as hard and just doing your regular compound movements, like, and getting away from them? Or mm-hmm. is it going to be more is better? Like, it's just finding out what's going to actually work. You know, mm-hmm. I had the lines this time. It was just, I want to keep the size coming to balance to my upper body, because I really don't want to atrophy my upper body to match my legs.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah, that's not fun at all.
No.
It's bodybuilding.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah. Not atrophying.
I mean, because I've gotten told, like, you know, it's not that your legs are bad.
Right.
It's just your upper body's that good.
Right. Right.
You know?
Oh, so for sure.
Like, now what?
Your fucking delts are crazy.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it's just, it gets nerve-wracking because you're like, just grow. Just
yeah.
grow legs.
Yeah. And, you know, that's such a great point, because you've been at this for a decade, and people, mm-hmm. you know, get frustrated in 3 months. They're like, well, I can't grow my fucking chest. I'm like, well, you need to try some other stuff. You need to give it some time and consistency.
Give it 5 years.
Yep.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah. I mean, this is one of those sports that, like, you get better in time,
mm-hmm.
you know, like, and the more you mature into it, the better you look.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's one thing I really respect and like about bodybuilding is, you know, you can go out and be a really good just be naturally good and be a really good baseball player, like, within mm-hmm. a few weeks if you wanted to, you know, but
oh, yeah.
bodybuilding, if you want to be, like, one of the best in the world, fuck, it's more than likely going to take you at least a decade.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
At minimum,
oh, yeah.
5 years, you know, mm-hmm. But it's crazy. So you have to,
you know, what I
consistently
think is, like,
what's crazy, put the work in.
You do. And I think, you know, what's hard is, like, you know, we have to put way more time in than these NFL players and, you know, your sports players, and we don't get paid anything.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? Like, yeah. It's just like they're making millions of dollars. And yeah, they have to eat to have energy, but our job is a 24-hour job,
mm-hmm.
you know, and it's like every 3 hours, you're either at the gym, you're sleeping, you're cooking, you're stretching, you're practicing posing or whatever. And it's like, then you have no time in the day,
mm-hmm.
you know, and it's just like, you look at the difference of, like, we're considered athletes, but, like, we're really not in the same bracket.
Right.
Yep. No, I 100% agree too. You know, I'm just an amateur bodybuilder, started in classic, now I'm doing bodybuilding, but I'm also a mm-hmm. professional lower level MMA fighter, and mm-hmm. I'm getting ready for a fight right now. I'm about 4 weeks out, and cool. Bodybuilding, you know, you have to stick to your diet perfectly every day. You can't get drunk on the weekend just because you feel like it, or you're going to look
yeah.
like shit. But right now, yep. like, I'm getting ready for this fight. I'm like, fuck it, there's ice cream right there, I can eat that. You know, it's because I don't have to look yeah. a certain way. I'm still putting mm-hmm. in the work, but it's not,
well, you still
it's
have
not
to
like
make
24
weight
hours.
Too. Yeah.
yeah. Well,
yeah.
luckily I'm a heavyweight, so I'm like right in the middle
yep.
of, you know, I'm like 250, I can be up to 265, so I'm good.
And then you'll be fine.
Yeah.
It's really fun for me, Teresa, because I'm six, I'm just starting, I'm 16 weeks out, and now I get to watch him just, you know, sporadically eat pizza and ice cream if you want.
Yeah. I gotta clean it up this last month though, because in MMA, like, how I look is kind of part of my selling point, you know, so I gotta
true.
Be
yep.
I'm trying to look a little crispy for when I get in there, not a fat ass.
You hear that, Coach Veej? He's trying to clean it up.
What show are you doing?
Man, I had like a bunch planned for this year, but then E. coli decided to
yeah.
fucking happen. So the last show of the year, the Legion Sports Fest, is what I'm shooting for.
Okay.
And then, you know, depending what happens, maybe I can rebound and then go into some early shows next year.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was just, it was
yep.
wild. Wild. But have you done that one before? I don't
no,
know.
No.
No. Yep. Like, apparently it's a big one. And I've never been to Long Beach, California, so.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just like, I think too, with the bodybuilding, like, there's a lot of places I would have never been to.
Yeah.
If it wasn't for, you know, competing either.
Like Puerto Rico.
Yeah.
Yep. I would have never been there.
What did you think of Puerto Rico?
I was not in the host hotel.
Okay.
So
we weren't either.
We were in that overflow.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
And I called my boyfriend and I was like, you know, I was like, I like Puerto Rican all, but I really don't think you're gonna like it. You know, like, I was like, I feel like Scarface could come in here at any time.
Dude,
you know,
okay.
Like, it was
shit.
Just like so nerve wracking. And then you go over to this beautiful host hotel and it was like, oh my god, this is what it's like.
Yes.
That is hilarious.
I mean, I think it's beautiful out there, you know, and I don't know if you saw my IG story or whatever, but we had a bad Uber experience, and
no, I
the
didn't.
Guy like didn't Yeah, he didn't come pick us up, and my photographer, like, hung up on him, and
oh,
we
gosh.
Walked back to the hotel, so I had to Uber back to mine, and I ended up getting the same guy,
oh.
and he picked me up in this minivan, and he got me stuck in a fucking marathon.
Oh,
we were
no.
the only car driving in like a million people on the road, and they were, like, banging on the minivan.
Oh, shit.
Get out of here.
I'm not joking. And I was like, this would only happen to me right now.
You were all by yourself too?
Yep.
Oh my God.
Guy was the sweetest, you know, like, and I understand he couldn't get to us because
yeah.
the roads were blocked.
Right.
And that's why, like, we had to cancel the whole trip and everything, like, to get the Uber back. But mm-hmm. it was just funny because I ended up with him again. And then we got stuck in that marathon. I was like, that's nice.
That's nuts. Banging on the windows.
Right. Yep.
Was that like
we
right?
were going like 2 miles an hour? Like,
oh my
couldn't
god!
Move.
You're like, I'm not tipping you, buddy. This is terrible.
Well, I was like, you know what? I did because you gave me a tour of Puerto Rico.
Yeah,
and we got to spend some time together.
That is awesome,
man.
You know, that is so funny. You mentioned, like, you felt like Scarface could walk in there because we bashed Puerto Rico so hard when we got back on this show. I'm like, you know, the
same thing though. It's yeah, fucking beautiful.
Yeah, the beach, the resorts mm-hmm. are beautiful. But if you get away,
yes.
if you get away from there,
yes.
ghetto
yep.
as fuck.
Like, good yep. luck.
Yeah. Yep. Hope you carry
I mean, it was scary driving from the airport over. Right. You know what I mean? You're looking at all the graffiti and all the, you know, the abandoned buildings and just, like, people laid on the streets and stuff. And you're like, where am I going?
People
you know,
driving like, where are we stopping?
Maniacs.
Yeah. 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 I mean, but nice is, I mean, every Uber driver I've got into, they were super nice, super cool. I think a lot of people over in Puerto Rico are getting upset now because they are getting, like, they're making Puerto Rico a more of a resort thing now.
Yeah.
So a lot of people have to pick their families up and leave. So mm-hmm. a lot of them are getting upset, you know. So mm-hmm. I heard some stories just from them that they were devastated that they had to leave, you know, where they were originally from.
Yeah, man.
And for jobs.
And just looking at, like, what the hurricane did still. Like, mm-hmm. still, a year and more later was, like, just
yep.
crazy.
Yeah. It was devastating. Like, Sean and I shot down in one of the corners, and it looked like a little outside cabana bar, and it looked like it was just underwater.
Right.
You know, because it had the caution tape and everything around it, and you could see the coolers that were just rusted out, you know, from where you would put the beer. I mean, it just looked like it just got pulled from under the sea. It was weird.
Man, yeah. Well, anyways, Puerto Rico. So, this is always something we bring up with bodybuilders. When you go out in public, because you're not, you know, typical little dainty girl, how do you deal with the public? Because you get stared at. I know you do, because I get freaking stared at when I don't have mm-hmm. sleeves on. So what's your take on that? What advice do you have? What do you do? Do you have any, like, really funny stories about people being weird in public?
What's going to sound really, really strange. It's just, I think a lot of that's just going to be on how you carry yourself.
Mm-hmm.
If you are out in public acting like a hard ass, you're going to get the nasty comments. I seriously don't. I mean, which is weirdly strange, you know, like, I'll be walking the dog and somebody will, like, pull their car window down and they'll say, like, I wish I would have as much dedication as you, you know, mm-hmm. or I'll go into Walmart and we'll just get asked about diets and nutrition. And then, like, the employees, this older lady came over to me and asked me if she could please touch my bicep.
Like, at least she asked.
I mean, that's just, yeah. But I mean, it's just weird. Cause I don't barely ever get the negative comments. You'll get a lot of the people, like, nudging people and saying, yeah. look at her,
yeah,
you know. But I mean, I can't say that, like, I had ever had a bad experience.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe in the beginning when I was first doing this, but now that people kind of know, you know, when you're out in public in your hometown, they're like, oh, that's you know, so and so, you don't get it as much. But
right.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, sometimes they'll want to take pictures or, you know, stuff like that, but never really anything bad.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's funny when we talk to people from the East Coast or the West Coast, a lot of times that's part of the feedback. But we're in Iowa, and Iowa seems to be, you know, like, we get to vote first, which is great, but we're not super progressive. Everything's very, like, traditional and set in their ways. So bodybuilders are not a thing here.
Yeah.
So that definitely has something. Because, like, I can go downtown Chicago and everyone's like, okay, so.
Well, yeah, you just fit right in.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not that you get, like, nasty comments usually, but you always get fucking stared at.
Yeah.
You
can
always, you know, it's just weird.
I will say, like, I had gotten the local paper to put an article in with me after I had gotten my pro show the 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
And this was 2017 going into Rising Phoenix, because it was about me getting ready to go to Worlds. And my sister had texted me later that night, and she goes, oh my God, T, I'm going to have a panic attack for what people are saying about you. And I had clicked on it, you know, by accident, and mm-hmm. I started bawling
mm-hmm.
because these are people in my home freaking town,
mm-hmm.
like, criticizing me and saying some really nasty ass things on this feed mm-hmm. of the Butler Eagle. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, this is unbelievable right now. I said, why am I getting crucified for something I love to do?
Right.
And I just basically, I mean, you know damn well that it's those heavier weight people, you know, people that have no drive or no discipline, you know, that they're the ones that are talking. So you just really can't let them get in your head.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I just had to remove myself from that post or untag myself from it and just not look,
mm-hmm.
you know, because I just didn't want to know. But I was just like, you know, people that are here, it's just unbelievable, you know, that they could sit there and turn around and say something about that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but that goes to say, like, the same thing, like you were saying, you know, where you are Iowa or whatever, but I mean, like, you know, this is what I do, and you know, you're around like your positive people, but there are a lot of negative people still out there.
Oh, yeah.
They might not say it to your face, mm-hmm. but they're going to be the ones to type it underneath a, you know, a keyboard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're so right too. It's like most of the time you're just like, man, you must not like yourself very much.
Exactly.
Because, you know, if you have the time to criticize someone else for doing what they love, because it's pretty clear that we choose to look the way that we do. You know, some people are like, oh, I don't want that to happen to me. Well, nothing fucking happened to me. You know, it didn't just happen to you that you look like yourself.
Yep.
You know, you got to work for this. And yeah. So
I think the main thing that people need to understand is you're not doing it for anybody else, but right. yourself.
Yep.
So those comments and things, they don't mean anything.
Right.
You know, and it's like, sorry, you hate me, but yeah. I'm loving my life.
That's right.
You know, like, so.
And that's why I love going to bodybuilding shows so much. You know, like I tell everybody, like, I've never met a female bodybuilder that I don't get along with because.
Oh, yeah.
Honestly, female bodybuilders are the nicest women in bodybuilding because
thank you.
You know, the bigger classes, like it's harder to get more muscle, and you know, mm-hmm. we understand what it's like, what it takes, the dedication, and how, you know, you can get crucified when you're in just a general population setting, but when you're in the bodybuilding community, like, you know, it should be revered, and it is. So yeah, that's yeah. really cool.
You have to be pretty comfortable yep. with yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
For sure.
I mean, you do, and you just have to blow the people off, and I mean, it is what it is. There's sometimes you just kind of shrug it off. Now, if I don't, I know that the looks will be there. There's times where yeah. if I'm not with my fiance now, I will wear a t-shirt or yeah. a hoodie or something if I'm not in the mood to have people stare at me.
Yeah.
You know, same. So if you don't want the attention drawn to you, then just cover up.
Yeah.
No one's going to know.
Totally. That's the only thing that sucks about it being July, because it's like 110 degrees. Hot.
Yeah.
So they're like, why do you have a hoodie on? I'm like, God damn it.
Yep. Yep.
yeah, for real. So
then you look even just more weird.
I know. They're like, what's this freak doing? It's 100 degrees outside.
She's on drugs.
Yep. Yeah.
Yep.
And not the bodybuilding kind.
Yeah, fuck.
Yep.
So let's go to everybody's favorite segment of the show.
Yeah.
The Schmo Corner.
We know okay. we know Teresa has a lot of these.
Yeah. So you share whatever you want, Teresa. What's your favorite, or just pick one out of the hat? What's your Schmo Corner for us?
Well, I'll give you two.
Perfect.
One guy always wants to buy my thongs.
What?
So,
what?
You know, you get all those kind of questions.
Hey, if they're willing to pony up, might as well.
I know, right? And then this morning I got notified that, you know, somebody decided, you know, a fan would, you know, just go out and create another IG of myself. Exact same name that I have, but with a period in between my name and the IFBB Pro. So it looked exactly the same. Put a official backup site on there and then stuck a link to that fans only. Which I am not on anything of. So my employee thought it was me and followed back. And they actually messaged him and said, you know, thank you for following me. Follow me on my live show. I'm going to be coming. I'm going to be doing that in the next, you know, so-and-so many minutes or whatever. And I'm just like, what
the shit is going on?
And if anybody knows me, I keep like that classy part to female bodybuilding. And you can Google me till you're blue in the face.
Yeah.
And you will find no distasteful nudes
mm-hmm.
or porn or videos or any of that stuff out there. I just don't do it because I respect the sport. So when this guy is going out there doing that to me, I get nervous and I wanted to report it, but then mm-hmm. I was scared to report it because the name's so close,
uh-huh.
IG would probably delete the wrong one.
Right.
Yeah, and you have like 130K or something.
Yeah,
you don't want to have that
yep.
deleted.
No,
holy
I don't.
Holy shit. That is so terrible that someone thinks that they can take your name and what you've built and then profit marginally off of it.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep, but he went to message him back, and then I guess the profile's already deleted. So my fans will take care of that. Like,
that's
I got
right.
numerous emails from my fans this morning asking if this is a legit site, and, you know, they think it's spam. And I looked into it, and they probably are the ones that reported it.
Hell yeah. Good. Get after them.
It's gone already.
don't even have to do your dirty work.
Send your mafia out.
That's right.
Yep.
Okay, so the guy that wants to buy your thongs, how many times has he asked you?
Oh, God.
Like daily? Probably
every month.
What the fuck?
Every month. Yeah.
That's so crazy. Yep.
That sounds like it could be a lucrative business.
I know.
You're like, well, if I wear one a day.
Put them on sale.
Yeah. So weird. Yeah.
It's this, and then I mean, like, the, you know, as you probably get this a lot too, is like with the sessions and the muscle worship and the feet pictures and just all that crazy stuff.
People want me to knock the shit out of them. I'm like, listen, no, not doing it. I will not headlock you.
Or it's like arm wrestle. You know what I mean? Like just all that weird stuff.
Oh, I know.
It's weird stuff.
Yeah. Why are people so obsessed with arm wrestling for real?
They, like, you know, there's
I have no idea.
Like there's some people that are actually wrist wrestlers. Like they arm wrestle. Freaking bodybuilders, I swear to God. Like I used to be a teacher and my freaking students one year, they were like, oh, Mrs. Delph, we signed you up for American Ninja Warrior because we think that you can. They're like 17-year-olds and they're just trying to be nice. And I'm like, okay, guys, you do know like I just like lift weights and diet. I don't really. I'm not a ninja. They're like, no, you can do it. So it's like that. Like people are like, oh my God, you have biceps. You can totally arm wrestle. Well, that's not even doesn't correlate.
Right.
There's, I mean, I actually, and I'm mad about it, but that I missed it. But do you know that broken skull? Challenge with Steve Austin.
Yeah. Our friend Jesse's been on that show.
Yes. Yeah, one of my business partners did it.
Yeah, I interviewed for it. And the guy had, I mean, I made it on, and the guy had told me, he's like, I'm going to tell you right now, he's like, we hate female bodybuilders. He's like, because you guys suck. Like, just because we're so heavy.
Right.
You know what I mean? And he's like, if you can go on YouTube and just start posting some pictures of you doing pull-ups, push-ups, agility stuff, tire flips, ropes, you know, and stuff like that. He's like, well, I'll really push to have you on because I really like you.
Yeah.
So they ended up booking that season. And then like a couple months later, I got a voicemail from the lady saying that, I'm sorry, we passed you up this season. You have first dibs on coming on. You know, this season, let me know if you're ready to go. And it was just like, it was right when I was going to Rising Phoenix.
Shit.
And I'm like, I'm not breaking a bone to go do this, you know, but it was just that opportunity, you know, that you would have liked to test it yourself to see how far you could have made it. You know, this training would have had to been so different.
Hell yeah.
You know, for that style, but it maybe down the road, maybe.
That'd be fun.
But it'd been cool.
It would be so cool for female bodybuilding, too, because then you could be like, see, look.
We can do it.
We can freaking do it. Yeah. We're not what you think we are.
Some of you are still athletes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Man, people are, you know, like some people are blessed with like really fast metabolism. I'm not freaking one of those people. I have to sprint like every day. So, yeah, it sucks. I don't know.
It would be a whole different style. I mean, look at Dana.
Yeah.
You know, when she tried Ninja Warrior, you know, same thing, you know.
Everyone's like, she's going to kill it. Well,
not so much.
No.
Yeah. You can't.
We all watch, though.
Yeah, of course. She's got so many freaking followers. They're like, oh, we're definitely putting her on. So thank you so much for coming on today, Teresa.
Oh, thank you for asking me.
We really appreciate it. Before you get out of here, plug your social media for us. How can people reach out to you, you know, with questions, training inquiries, anything like that?
Okay. My Facebook is just Teresa Ivancic. My website is teresaivancic.com. It has a link for my email on there. And my social media IG is T Ivancic with the underscore IFBB Pro.
Perfect. Well, thank you. And we wish you the best of luck at the Rising Phoenix. We hope you kick ass.
Thank you so much. I'm hoping to bring it home to Pittsburgh.
Hell yeah.